The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you an AFB 100 event going on April 22nd, the AccessibleWorld.org list of book group meetings on April 16th, 20th, and May 7th, the NFB.org newsline list, AFB.org employment initiatives and links, ACB.org recurring community events. So let's get started. AFB Centennial Conversation with Matthew Whitaker, The Inclusive Power of Music. When? April 22, 2021, 2 p.m. Eastern. Where? Virtual event. Register online at the hot link. Matthew Whitaker is a phenomenal multi-instrumentalist and the first blind person to be accepted into Juilliard's Jazz Studies program. Join us as he discusses his passion for music and the technology that makes sharing his talent possible with AFB's Melody Goodspeed. You won't want to miss this joyful conversation. Attendees will have the opportunity to earn one ACVREP continuing education credit. Register today on the hot link. For additional information about 100 years of AFB and our ongoing series of Centennial Conversations, visit afb.org/100. AFB is committed to creating inclusive events. Captions, ASL, audio description, and transcripts will be available for all #AFB100 events. Please let us know if you need any other accommodations by contacting email communications at afb.org. See you there. Signed, the AFB community. We are grateful to our sponsors, Hotlink, whose generous contributions allow us to offer all of our centennial events free of cost. From accessibleworld.org, welcome to Accessible World. Accessible World seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Accessible World events coming up. Novel ideas to discuss The Daughters of Erietown, DB99958, by Connie Schultz. I announced that previously. That book group will meet Friday, April 16th at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Worlds of Books discusses The Last Trial, DB99795, by Scott Turow, on Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. The Last Trial, DB99795, Turow, Scott. Reading time, 15 hours, 57 minutes. Read by John Bedford Lloyd. Suspense, fiction, bestsellers, legal fiction. 85-year-old Alejandro Sandy Stern, a brilliant defense lawyer with his health failing but spirit intact, is on the brink of retirement. But when his old friend Dr. Kirill Pavko, a former Nobel Prize winner, is faced with charges of insider trading, fraud, and murder, Stern decides to take on one last trial. Unrated, commercial audiobook, bestseller, 2020. You can find this book on Bookshare at the following website. https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/358-9383. Enter the Worlds of Books Zoom Room. Meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the Worlds of Books meeting from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android. iPhone one tap numbers in the U.S. 1408638986. Or 1-646-876-9923. Use the meeting ID 286-200-556. Find numbers in the U.S. at 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Use the meeting ID 286-200-556. Fiction Old and New, we'll discuss Better Luck Next Time by Julia Claiborne Johnson, DB102215. Date, May 7th, 2021, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Fiction Old and New will be discussing the historical novel Better Luck Next Time, DB102215, by Julia Claiborne Johnson. Here is the NLS annotation. Better luck next time, DB102215. Johnson, Julia Claiborne Baker, David Aaron. Reading time, 8 hours, 28 minutes. Read by David Aaron Baker. A production of National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Library of Congress. Subjects, historical fiction, humor. Description, in 1938, women seeking a quick, no-questions-asked split from their husbands head to divorce capital of the world, Reno, Nevada. While they wait the required 6 weeks, many of these wealthy soon-to-be divorcees flock to the Flying Leap, the Dude Ranch where Ward Bennett works. Unrated commercial audiobook, 2021. Your facilitator for this group is Michelle Bernstein, hamletssweetlady@gmail.com. Enter the Fiction Old and New Zoom Room. Fiction Old and New meets first Friday of each month from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Join from any device or one iPhone one tap in the U.S. 408-638-0986 or 646-876-9923. Use the meeting ID 613-313-488. From NFB.org, NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline is a free audio news service for anyone who is blind, low vision, deafblind, or otherwise print disabled that offers access to more than 500 publications, emergency weather alerts, job listings, and more. NFB Newsline reopened the world of newspapers and magazines to me. Thank you so much for enabling me to read periodicals from all over the nation and world cities. It makes me feel more included and informed. NFB Newsline subscribers have access to national newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal and USA Today, breaking news sources including CNN, BBC, and ESPN Online, international newspapers including Financial Times and Vancouver Sun, magazines including Time, Consumer Reports, Guideposts, and Smithsonian, state newspapers, emergency weather alerts and 7-day forecasts localized to your zip code or GPS location, the information that scrolls along the bottom of your television screen during emergency alerts, more than 100,000 job listings from two national job sources, TV listings localized to your zip coding provider, retail ads, NFB's national channel, including the ebook Building the Lives We Want, the Braille Monitor, Future Reflections, and Presidential Releases. How to sign up for NFB Newsline. Anyone who cannot read printed publications due to vision loss, dyslexia, or a physical disability is eligible to receive NFB Newsline. Please register by calling your state's Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped or the National Federation of the Blind at 866-504-7300 to request an application. You may also download and mail an application or complete our online application. After your registration is processed, you will receive a message containing your activation codes and instructions. Special coverage, COVID-19 information. The NFB is providing up-to-date COVID-19 information to all eligible subscribers. COVID-19 updates are available in the breaking news category of NFB Newsline. This information is being obtained by the system searching the 34 publications in the breaking news category for coronavirus and displaying the results. Access the COVID-19 updates using the telephone by pressing 5 from the main menu, then pressing 1 for the breaking news category, followed by pressing 1 again, which will bring you to the virus information. If you are using the NFB Newsline mobile app, look for the virus information under the All Publications section. The content can be accessed with Braille devices, such as note takers and refreshable Braille displays. Ways to access NFB Newsline. After you sign up for NFB Newsline, you will be able to access it in any of the following ways. If you are a current subscriber, you do not need to create a new account or obtain new codes to use additional methods. Your current codes will allow you to access NFB Newsline using any method you choose. If you've forgotten your codes, please call us for assistance. iOS Mobile App 3.0 with KNFB Reader Basic. NFB Newsline Mobile includes these features and much more. KNFB Reader Basic, a free version of KNFB Reader with the core functions necessary to quickly scan any printed text. Just point, shoot, and read. the ability to share articles from publications in the breaking news category to social media channels, multiple customization options to organize, save, and manage both NFB Newsline content and documents scanned with KNFB Reader Basic. NFB Newsline Mobile 3.0 is fully accessible with VoiceOver, so that users can hear content read aloud or read it in Braille with a connected refreshable Braille display or note taker, making the app ideal for blind and deafblind users. Phone. Access NFB Newsline through your phone with the touch of a few buttons. Create your own favorites list, skip articles or sections, and repeat items you wish to reread. Enable the continuous reading mode, which allows you to start, stop, and skip articles. Alter the reading voice by changing the volume, speed, and pitch. For more information, please visit our NFB Newsline phone instructions page. Amazon Alexa. Access NFB Newsline hands-free on any Amazon Alexa product, including Echo and Echo Dot. Alter the reading voice by changing the volume, speed, and the voice itself. Use dozens of voice commands to navigate to sections and articles that interest you. Learn more about the Amazon Alexa family of devices and enable the NFB Newsline Alexa skill today at the hot links. For more information, please visit our Alexa instructions page or check out our training video on YouTube, also hot links. iOS mobile app. Access NFB Newsline on your iPhone, iPod, or iPad. Global research function allows you to find articles on specific topics. Immediate access to breaking news stories. Download the free NFB Newsline mobile app in the Apple App Store. Website. Access NFB Newsline on a secure text-only website that is screen reader friendly. Easily navigate and search every available publication. Email a full publication, a section, or a single article to your inbox. Visit nfbnewslineonline.org to access NFB Newsline online. Email. NFB Newsline can email your news, customize job listings, and information directly to your inbox. Provide us with an email address, choose your favorites, and select frequency, once daily or updates throughout the day. Please call us at 1-866-504-7300 to set up your NFB Newsline email service. Portable players. Access NFB Newsline through many popular digital talking book players. Portable, plug-and-play, wireless download for Victor Reader Stream 2nd Generation. Easily navigate sections and articles with the use of DAISY standard formatting. Visit nfbnewslineonline.org to learn more. For more information, please call us at 866-504-7300 or 410-659-9314, extension 2317, or email us at nfbnewsline@nfb.org, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Phone numbers 410-659-9314. Email nfb@nfb.org. From afb.org, No Limits Employment. Through research, education, and advocacy, we're changing the way employers see job seekers and employees who are blind or low vision. Learn about our priorities on the hot link. AFB Employment Initiatives. Workplace Technology Study. What are the technology experiences, training, tools used, required job tasks, barriers, wishes of workers with visual impairments in the fields of information technology, communications, telemedicine, finance, and banking? Learn more about participating in a focus group on the hot link. Employment summits, convening decision makers and creating new opportunities for people who are blind or visually impaired is central to AFB's employment strategy. Bringing leaders together is the hot link. Blind Leaders Development Program. Creating widespread change requires an even more significant presence of people with vision loss at the highest levels of leadership. Developing a new generation of leaders is the hot link. Quick links include key employment statistics, user-friendly facts and figures, and the latest research pertaining to people with vision loss. Get the stats on the hot link. Reviewing disability employment research. As part of AFB's commitment to changing the way employers see job seekers and employees who are blind or have low vision, AFB's public Policy and Research Center conducted a literature review on employment and workers with disabilities. Employment Research Key Takeaways is the hot link. Access World, promoting employment access. Take a closer look at employment resources for people with vision loss. See what Access World is doing for job seekers on the hot link. Take action today by partnering with us. Your organization can change the way the world sees blindness. Donate. Most of our funding comes from individuals, not corporate sponsors. Your support is vital. Need our help? Connect with our accessibility consulting team. Sign up for the AFB newsletter with your email address and use the hot link. From ACB.org, a list of recurring community events. The below events are recurring weekly, biweekly, and monthly. Please refer to the published weekly and daily schedules for actual event scheduling. If you require an accommodation in order to equally participate in a community event, please submit an accommodation request form at the hot link. Sundays, weekly, The Blessing Table, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 6 a.m. HT. Join Lynn for a time of sharing and reflection, as together we count our blessings one by one over a cup of coffee, tea, or beverage of your choice. Sundays weekly, Crafty Chat, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. I guess that's Hawaii time, HT. Varying topics which change from week to week. Sundays weekly, A Whole New World, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 a.m. Hawaii Time. This is a place to go for anyone and everyone who used to have sight and is trying to make their way through the new world of blindness. This is a place to exchange information among fellow ACB members, as well as a safe place for people to ask questions about the blindness culture with no judgment. Disclaimer, the purpose of this group is for peer support only. It is not a therapy group, nor will it be facilitated by a healthcare professional, and it does not purport to provide mental health services. Sundays weekly, apps we like and how to use them. 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Hawaii Time. Let's take a deeper dive into both phone and computer apps we are using. We will have longer demonstrations of apps from There's an App for That, at link, and any other apps we find useful are fair game. While different apps may be brought by the facilitator, we invite attendees to come with their favorite apps as well. Sundays weekly, Let's Just Talk About Jesus, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Hawaii Time. The focus of these calls is to share our walk with God as born-again Christians applied to daily life. Linda and Vicki invite others who are comfortable to share the same. Therefore, different denominations or spiritual views will not be discussed. This forum is intended to be a non-judgmental, warm, and welcoming place of encouragement where we can talk about what God has done for us and share prayer requests. Sundays, second and fourth weeks, Gospel Sing, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Hawaii Time. If you enjoy singing or playing Christian music, whether it's contemporary, Christian, or traditional gospel, please join us for a time of praising our Lord and Savior through song. Sundays, first and third weeks, ACB Families Presentation, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Topics vary. Sponsored by ACB Families. Sundays, second week of the month, Independent Visually Impaired Entrepreneurs Open Chat, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Participants can share obstacles and solutions for starting or improving a business. Sponsored by Independent Visually Impaired Entrepreneurs. Sundays, second week of each month, ACBRA Monthly Meeting, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Join our special interest affiliate, ACB Radio Amateurs, for their open meeting. All are welcome. Sponsored by ACB Radio Amateurs. Sundays weekly, David's Bar and Grill Social, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Looking for a slightly more relaxed but equally as fun gathering as any virtual social you've attended? Come to David's Bar and Grill, where we welcome regulars and new people every week. From icebreakers to random conversation, we cover it all and more at David's Bar and Grill. So bring your food and beverage of choice and come join the fun. Monday's weekly Coffee Social, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 6 a.m. Hawaii Time. Let's get social. Join Judy as together we get ready for the week ahead. Bring your favorite morning beverage and let's connect. Monday's biweekly Essential Oils, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Hawaii Time. A presentation and discussion around essential oils with a different topic each week. Monday's weekly Easy Chair Yoga, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Hawaii Time. All you need is a chair, some comfortable clothes, and no shoes. And together we can enjoy a relaxing and stress-free hour in the comfort of your own home. Hosted by Leslie Spoon, certified aerobic instructor and personal trainer. Monday's weekly, There's No Place Like Home, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Hawaii Time. Each week, we focus on a different topic, talking about information both for the inside and outside of our dwelling sites. Monday's weekly, Autumn with Austin, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 2:30 p.m. Hawaii Time. Join us as we read and discuss Jane Austen's comic gothic novel, Northanger Abbey, a delightful tale of a young woman navigating the spooky dangers of polite society. Dr. Tabitha Kenlon, a former professor of English, will moderate the conversation. The book is available in Braille and on audio. Just be sure you get an unabridged version. Monday's weekly, Out of Sight Adventures, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Hawaii Time, a new destination each week. Monday's biweekly, CCLVI Game Night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Hawaii Time. Join the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International for a fun evening of playing games you grew up with. Sponsored by Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. Monday's biweekly, CCLVI Evening Chat, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Hawaii Time. Come join the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International for a fun and informative discussion on a wide range of topics. Sponsored by Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. Monday's biweekly, Gender and Transitioning, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Are you transitioning or have questions about gender identity disorder, GID? Come join us as we have a frank and honest discussion to answer all your questions. Please note that the call will be locked after 5 minutes to ensure everyone's privacy. Disclaimer, the purpose of this group is for peer support only. It is not a therapy group, nor will it be facilitated by a healthcare professional serving in a professional capacity, and it does not purport to provide mental health services. Mondays, second and fourth weeks, Book Chat, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Hawaii Time. Join in the discussion of the book selected from the previous chat, along with any other interesting reads of the past couple weeks, hosted by MCBVI member Casey Dutmer. Monday's weekly, Trina's Lounge, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Come relax with us in Trina's Lounge. We will discuss a wide variety of topics. However, we will try to avoid the heavy stuff. Come chill with us, hosted by Ollie, facilitated by Trina. Monday's weekly, Nerd Night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Hawaii Time, varying topics each week. Tuesday's weekly, Coffee Social, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 6 a.m. Hawaii Time. Let's get social. Join Cindy for good conversation over your favorite morning beverage. Tuesday's weekly, West Coast Cafe, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Hawaii Time. Come into our virtual cafe and bring your favorite hot beverage, West Coast style. Drop in for 5 minutes or stay the whole time for some free-flowing conversation. Connect with good friends and make some new ones. Sponsored by the Capital Chapter of the CCB. Tuesday's weekly, Taking Care of Our Mental Health, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Hawaii Time. Join Jesse L. Rail, Education Doctorate, for this psychoeducational presentation to learn and share on topics which vary week to week. Disclaimer, the purpose of this group is for peer support only. It is not a therapy group, nor will it be facilitated by a healthcare professional serving in a professional capacity, and it does not purport to provide mental health services. Tuesday's biweekly, Games to Play with Lady A, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Hawaii Time. If you enjoy playing games such as much as Lucy, you will want to join her for a discussion of what games you can play with your Amazon Echo device. We will discuss new games every time, and feel free to bring games of your own to the discussion. Tuesday's weekly, Resistance 101, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 10:30 a.m. Hawaii Time. It's time for an upper body workout using resistance bands. Hand weights, soup cans, or other household items can be substituted. These exercises can be done sitting or standing. Let's all get moving with Leslie Spoon, certified aerobic instructor and personal trainer. Tuesday's weekly, the ins and outs of sight loss later in life. 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Hawaii Time. If you or someone you care about is losing sight and the days of youth are behind you, come join us as we discuss the unique issues and feelings you may be experiencing. This is your time to talk about your journey and hear from those who have taken it before you and can empathize and show you the way. Sponsored by Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. Disclaimer, the purpose of this group is for peer support only. It is not a therapy group, nor will it be facilitated by a healthcare professional, and it does not purport to provide mental health services. Tuesday's biweekly, Crochet with Kayla and Tyann, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Hawaii Time. Beginner crocheters, join us in the first hour with a bulky or chunky yarn and a corresponding hook size. Experienced crocheters join us in the second hour to learn new skills from each other. Don't forget your yarn and hooks. Tuesday's biweekly, Pause for Paws, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Hawaii Time. If you are a guide dog handler and have felt challenged regarding the well-being of your team during this time of pandemic and isolation, this 90-minute call is for you. We will share ideas about all aspects of this situation and what we might do to make things easier on us and our guides. Tuesday's weekly, Thank You for Being a Friend, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 12:30 p.m. Hawaii Time. We all have those friends. You know, the ones that are always there for us, or maybe the ones who aren't. Let's chat about friendship and what it means. Bring your bestie and let's have some fun. Or make a new one. Hashtag friendship. Tuesday's biweekly, Foodie Fun, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Cache brings varying topics around food. I will finish out Tuesdays, but have to pick up Wednesday through Saturday next time. The Man Cave, Tuesdays biweekly, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Hawaii Time. This is a place where all men are invited to discuss men-related issues of all types. It is a judgment-free zone, no matter age, ethnicity, or any other background. We only have a few ground rules. We will all respect each other, and absolutely no bashing of any type will be allowed. This week's topic will be our strengths and weaknesses as it relates to men. Tuesday's biweekly, The She Shed, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Hawaii Time. Come on into The She Shed. I'm out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call me, 919-832-5138.